Welcome to Soulful, the podcast. I'm your host, Layla Steed, psychic medium, healer, and mentor for women that are ready to embrace their soul-aligned life. This is a powerful destination for women that are seeking that irresistible invitation to lead a more meaningful, purposeful, and self-ignited life. This is a free conscious education tool if you are seeking greater self-connection and that familiar frequency of that feminine connection, then you are in the right place. I thank you for being here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Soulful the Podcast. Now, today we're going to be talking about holding strong through energetic shifts because so many of you, all my business clients included, even people that I've been reading for and really holding space for recently, are like, I am struggling and I'm deep in it. And look, as someone that is also feeling it, I'm pretty sure whether you're human, animal, spirit, ocean, or whatever, you are feeling this energetic shift that's going on. And I think for me, I've just felt really quiet lately. I've felt the need to go really inward. And I think that people notice on social media when I am, obviously I've been unwell. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm not going to talk about it because I'm not putting my energy into that anymore. We're focusing on healing. But you know, it definitely has affected me energetically along with the shifts that are going on. So currently, because a lot of people don't understand the shifts that are happening, we're going through eclipse season, we're going into a retrograde, there's so much happening. And not only that, we've got solar flares, we've got just energetic shifts within the way that the world is. I'm not going to go into too much political stuff, but there is so much unfolding now at such rapid speeds that it is almost like the feeling of being on a merry-go-round that started to go around way too fast and you can't find the kill switch, right? Now, this is definitely how I have felt. There have been tears. There's been letting go. There has been resistance. There's been just a feeling that I'm like, what was I doing? Where was I going? How was I showing up again? And I think that this has been a common theme for so many people where they're like, I don't even remember what I was doing, who I am, what direction I'm going in. Now, for eclipse season, right? Eclipses are all about letting go and walking towards new beginnings. So many of you, if you're in a relationship, you might be ending that relationship. If you're having connections with people or even friendships, you might find that those friendships are dissolving. Eclipses are all about dissolving and ending what is not for your absolute highest good, right? And it can feel sticky and it can end in not the best of ways. And it's about how do we hold ourselves through these times. Now, many of you are coming to me saying, I'm questioning my relationship. I'm questioning whether it's for me. My relationship has ended, or I've got this connection that I've been meaning to let go of. And I know that it's not an energetic match for me, but I don't know how to dissolve it. And so this is all what we're going to be talking about today, because one of the themes I've noticed for this eclipse season and the energetic season that we're in now is that so many of us are doing a relationship stocktake of our life. And now this isn't a conscious thing. This is what eclipses do. It brings it to the surface. And whether you are someone that is in attunement with that or not, that is the theme. And I'm sure that even if you haven't been aware, you're probably nodding along going, fuck, that's me. I've been feeling that. Now, obviously, relationships come in so many different forms, whether it's friendship, workmates, romantic, you know, long-term marriages, whatever it might be. And they're all being brought to the surface with questions like, is this for my highest? Is this person actually giving what I am? Is there an energetic match with this person? Is this person giving back what I'm actually putting in energetically? And I think so often the answer at the moment is, look, no, it's not in alignment with my highest anymore. And this is what these eclipses do, is they dissolve anything that is not for us. I had a girlfriend come to me the other day about a friendship of hers, and she was like, you know, it's ended. Like, she doesn't want to be my friend anymore. And I was like, okay, well, let that go. Let it go. You do not want to fight with people that do not want to be in your future. You do not want to have to prove yourself as to why that you deserve a place in their future or they deserve a place in your future. You do not want to have to resist and fight. And that's not what it is about, especially when it comes to relationships. And this has been a common theme I've noticed within this eclipse season as well, is that so many women are coming to me saying, you know, my sister and I are having issues, or my friend doesn't want to be my friend anymore, or I'm finding just a lot of resistance within friendships. And I'm like, okay, at my age, I'm nearly 40 years old, nearly 38. I like to round it up just so that it's not quite a shock when I move up in the levels of life. You know, at this age and stage of my life, my friendships are extremely important to me and I value them deeply. But friendships should be easy. They should be free flowing. They are the one relationship in our life that should just be calm. And not that romantic relationships aren't or shouldn't be that way, but there's a lot more abrasion within those because we are in such a confined space. We're in such a pressure cooker at times with that person. But friendship should be easy. It should be in flow. It should just be a really beautiful, harmonious relationship. It should be that you or that person can walk out and a year later you walk back in and the conversation has obviously changed and evolved, but the energy is the same. And there is no like, well, where the fuck were you? And how come you weren't showing up? And rah, rah. It should just be a really flowing, beautiful connection because that's what friendship is. It should be easy. And I think if that is you and you have found resistance, you have found abrasiveness, you have found that it's just not flowing, then release it. Now is a really good time to be able to say, hey, you know what? Love you so much, but this is no longer working out. I need to step away. Or if someone happens to say that to you, it's about just gracefully going, yeah, okay, cool. Bye. You know, thanks for your part in my story, but I'm honoring what you're saying and I'm seeing what you're saying and let's just let that slide. This has been such a big theme. And I think for me, I've definitely noticed it as well. And it's just about going, okay, cool. No worries. See you later. And for those of you that are having that same issue within the work relationship side of things, I've definitely seen that within a few of my clients, I've had a, you know, miscommunication or they've just not been on my level. And it's been simple as saying, okay, cool. You know, like that's fine. Off you go. Maybe I'm not the person for you. Maybe you're not the person for me. Let's just release this, you know, and we can come back at a later date or go and find someone else to do what you need. And I think that it's all about releasing it with ease. It's not fighting it. It's not being in resistance. It's not trying to prove your worth. It's not trying to get in any disagreements with anyone. It's just going, okay, yeah, no worries. And being okay whether someone comes and goes in your life or remains or stays or whatever in your story is a place of power. And that is something that I have really come to recently. Someone said to me about a particular connection in my life recently, you know, how do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel about what's going on within that? And I was like, whether or not these people are in my future or whether they are in my future or out of my future, I'm unattached to the outcome. And I think that that is such a powerful place to be. And it's not from a place of cockiness or rudeness. It's like, I know that the universe, God, whatever you want to say, they've got your back. You know, I know that what is for me isn't going to pass me by. I know that if they're going to be in my future, they're going to be in my future no matter what. Nothing and no one can stand in that way. But it's about releasing them in the moment so that they can go off and do what they need to. And I think that that is where we need to be within this eclipse season, is become unattached to the outcome and know that what is for your highest is not going to pass you by. What is for your highest is not going to be abrasive and feel sticky and feel like you have to keep reaching out and reaching out and reaching out and being the one that's constantly extending the energy so that they can reciprocate. It should be a really beautiful, like, to-ing and fro-ing energy. It should not be this, like, huge resistance. And I think that that is something that has really come forth within this energetic season. It's really like, if there is resistance and stickiness and a constant reaching out, or trying to prove your worth or trying to prove your value to someone, that is not your person. The people that are for you are going to see you clearly. They're going to see what you provide in their future. They are going to see what you offer, and they're not only going to see it, but they're also going to rise up to meet you where you are at. You won't have to constantly reach and prove and be in resistance to. It will just be. Now, for those of you that are feeling quite depressed, now there are many of you. There are many of you that are feeling icky and sticky and gross. And look, this energy has been intense. And this isn't woo-woo, this is science. When the planets around us, because I think so often people get so in their human that they forget that we're literally on a planet swirling through fucking space. That's a reality. That's not like some little fairy tale notion. That is the reality. That is just a miracle in itself, that's safe, that we're okay. And it's not, you know, every day is not a given. So just enjoy where you're at. But so many people forget that is just science. You know, it is going to affect us. When there's a full moon, it affects the ocean. You know, we're made up of 70% water. Like, of course, if it is affecting a body of water that is as large as an ocean, it is going to affect us massively. That is just science. So I think that for those of you that really are all like, oh, it's science, you know, and I don't believe in this woo-woo stuff, have a think about it from just a really black and white perspective, that if these kind of planetary shifts and these kind of eclipses and these movements, if they affect something as massive as a body of water like the ocean, of what is it going to do to us and the percentage of our body that actually is water? We're going to be hugely affected by this. That's just black and white. There's no gray area with that. There's no woo-woo gray area that people don't like. It is what it is. And I think for me, I've definitely been affected. I've definitely felt really down and not grounded and really having to anchor really deeply into myself and how I'm showing up and really just be like, it's okay. You know, I've got you. And just reminding myself, I've got myself. It's okay. Just doing my breath work, just trying to be in the moment with that. And of course, like anyone else, of course I become ungrounded. Of course I get emotional. Of course I've shed tears. And sometimes it's been over completely ridiculous stuff during this eclipse season. You know, like today it was, I couldn't park my car correctly at the Easter Hat Parade and all these parents were staring at me and I was trying to reverse in. It was just a whole thing and I felt really overwhelmed and I just cried, you know, like I ever got out of the car and went in school and I just sat there and cried. Now, did I need to? No, but it's because at the moment the emotions are so heightened. They are so extreme. You know, and sometimes you just need to have a good cry. And was it necessary? Look, probably not. But I think it was just one of those things in parenthood where it was like just one thing was stacked on my shoulders too many and I just lost it. And I think that we can all agree that it gets to that when we're going into the holiday season and school holidays with kids and whatever, and we're on a 4-day long weekend this weekend. And so there's missed school, which means I miss clients. And yeah, it's been a thing. But I think at the moment, the small things are compounding and feeling like bigger things. Like, hands up if you have been crying or if you have felt like even if the slightest feather lands on your shoulder, you're going to fucking lose your mind. That is where so many of us are at the moment. People are losing their shit. They're getting in fights with their partners. They're feeling abrasive. There's disconnect. There's what I call a fracture within a relationship where you're just not seeing eye to eye. There's, you know, there's that awkward silence and that power play standoff in couples, and it's just due to what is happening in a planetary shift. And yeah, maybe you're dating a wanker. It could be that as well. But there's a lot of planetary shifts going on that are really, really affecting everything around it. So what can we do from here and how can we hold ourselves within that is, number one, ground yourself. Now, it is as simple, and there's also science behind this as well. So there's science peeps out there, and this is actually backed by science. You can actually go and just connect with the earth. So take your shoes off, ground yourself. I've got a beautiful patch of grass at my house, and I lay on that all the time. I will go out and sit out there and spend quite a few hours out there of an afternoon and just really ground myself. Also tuning into the circadian rhythm, so making sure that the first thing that you do when you wake up is not grabbing your phone, is not putting that blue light all up in your eyes and on your face. leaving your phone alone for a while, going out and sitting. You might want to watch the sunrise. Like, just, you will be surprised at how much it shifts your energy connecting back in that way. Making sure that you're nourishing yourself with high vibrational foods. If it is dead, it's not going to have a vibration, you know. So your plants, your fruits, your vegetables, just making sure that you're really tuning into that. Teas, like lemon balm tea, that is something new that I've added into my, I don't know where it's been all my life. It's absolutely amazing. But lemon balm tea has been something that I've now added into my little daily ritual. I love it. It is pretty much like the Valium of the tea world, and it is so calming and just so, I have two tea bags at a time. I get mine from the health food shop down the road, so it's nice and organic, and it honestly just starts me off on such a great energy. So having that lemon balm tea, you might want to keep it for nighttime if you're quite sensitive to that kind of thing, because it does have quite a snoozy effect. If you've got a big day, please don't have it in the morning. The next thing I want to talk about is getting out in nature, like stepping away from your devices, especially if you're local. We've got that 4-day weekend, which is perfect for going to a waterfall. I'll definitely be going to one of my favorite places this weekend, going down to the beach. I know it's Easter, so it is going to be quite busy out there. You know, if you're not someone that goes to church, like going to church, being around that high vibration might not be your thing. I'm going to be doing it this weekend. I do go most Easters. It's just a way that I like to give thanks and, you know, go and spend time with family and be around other people that are of a really beautiful vibration. Also, you know, preparing a nice meal with your family, making sure that you have high vibrational music playing through your house, listening to healing frequencies with your earphones in is one of the most powerful ways to not only absorb frequency, which, as we've seen, there's a lot of chat about how frequency healing is going to be the healing of the future for even medical industries and Western medicine. I highly think that that is true, and I cannot wait for that shift to happen. And it is honestly one of the most beautiful things. I've bought myself a Healy device now, and I use that a lot, and it's amazing. But definitely getting some frequencies. Now, where can you get them? You can get them on Spotify. Just type in healing frequency meditation, or healing frequency for, you know, and then put what you need it for. It could be calming, it could be anxiety, it could be sleep, it could be you know, calming, whatever it might be for you. I think I said calming twice, but you get the gist. So go and have a listen to that and just really tune in. It with those healing frequencies, you do need to do that with headphones to actually get the benefit. So just know that, and having it up quite high will also help you get that benefit. If you do it without headphones, try and do it in a car or something where it can vibrate through the car, so it vibrates through you as well. Free and so easy, and will shift you immediately. Like, obviously there are pressure points within the body. You can do some self-massage, massage those pressure points and the meridians of the body to create that calmness. Breath work, like there are so many different things, and learning how to have a toolbox for moments like this where you're just feeling really not grounded and not yourself, and especially when the planets come into play and the eclipses come into play and the retrogrades, and it's like we're being put in a bit of a pressure cooker with all of that at the moment. So when that kind of stuff comes through, it's having a toolbox that's accessible to you that you can go, right, I'm going to tune in, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, and just going through the list and being like, okay, that worked this particular time, that felt really good. For me, it's having baths. Like, that is a huge way that I just retune into my energy. I always make sure that I make the bath alkaline, that I use filtered water, that I put my bentonite clay. Sorry, my dog's just, she's on one today. Put my bentonite clay in there and my Epsom salts, and make it quite a detox bath. If you are already detoxing, please be gentle with that. But just tuning back into your own energy, journaling through it, particularly if you are traveling through a relationship breakdown or a change within your relationship, journal through it. Once it comes out of the head and onto paper, it will clear from the system. You won't be ruminating over it. I should have said this, or they said this, or this friend doesn't want to be my friend anymore, or this friend said this to me. You know, my husband said this to me, and now we're in that power play, that power struggle. Get it out of your head and onto paper. Don't go and get 40,000 opinions from other people around you. deal with it yourself, digest it yourself, come to terms with it and process it yourself. Because when we do that, that is also teaching us how to do it from a place of inner power rather than externally giving our power away. And that's something that I also have had to do lately, especially with my health, is that I'm not a health professional. I don't know where to go with this. And, you know, like, I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I'm not a professional within that sense. So I really value other people's opinions, but it's also been interesting to kind of see where I've given my power away because I believe I don't have the knowledge. Whereas knowing that I do actually, my body knows how to heal itself, trusting my body that it knows how to heal itself, trusting my body that it will alarm me if there is anything really serious going on. And when it does, is that a truth or is that an anxiety coming through? And it's been really interesting to kind of see how I react in those moments. So I'm also applying this knowledge to myself. I'm not just sitting here going, do this and do that. It's also applying it to myself as well. So there's some things that I really wanted to touch base on with you guys, because I know that I'm getting so many DMs at the moment of, I'm feeling like this, Layla, and I don't know how to do this, or this relationship's breaking down. And just know that that is the theme. This is what the eclipse is for. This is what this whole season is about. It's releasing, it's letting go, it's starting, you know, getting rid of the old, starting with a new beginning, and also knowing how to gracefully let go. You know, life is a constant letting go of things. Life is a constant farewelling of the stuff that we once held true and dear to our heart, right? The dog's going to drive me crazy. She literally never barks, and I've tried to record this twice today and she has... Anyway, it's fine. Here comes that eclipse. One feather on the shoulder that I was talking about before, and you're just like, meh. But look, I'm going to leave it there. I just wanted this to be a short one where I can come and show up and say, listen, this is how you ride the wave. This is how I'm riding the wave. Hold yourself through it. Journey yourself through this time. We are all in this together. You are not alone, and you're not crazy, and you're not sitting there by yourself going, is this me? Is it my mental health? No, it's not. It is what is happening on an energetic level for so many people. And obviously when the collective energy is off, so becomes our energy, because we are all sponges, not just children. It is always widely discussed. Children are sponges. They pick up everything. They pick up energy. So do we. We are still a human body. We still have an aura. We still have an auric field. We pick up things just as much as they do. And we need to know as adults how to have a toolkit on how to deal with that. So like I've said here today, use those tools. Really sit with that. I'm going to go out and ground myself in a moment too before I start the dinner rush here in the house. Have a lovely Easter. Be safe out there. If you're out on the roads, please do be safe. It is a time when there are a lot of people on the roads, and make sure that you're being safe with you and your family. Do all the road checks and tire checks before you go traveling, and just be really aware of others on the roads. And I will speak to you guys after the Easter holidays.